Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is the coming from to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. And we have producer Lizzie Steele here making sure everything's running. Lizzie got a text saying that we've lost the transmission again. But if they do that in throughout Florida, sometimes that happens, especially with the weather and things like that. They can listen to iHeart.
Yes.
And get it without any trouble whatsoever.
Yes, just search Better Lawns and Gardens on your free iHeartRadio app.
That's it. So that's great. And we have a great show. We have Austin Tolman with Word of Mouth Tree Service coming up. And yesterday was Florida's Arbor Day. And today there's a lot of celebrations going on. And everybody wants to plant a tree on Arbor Day. And Austin is going to tell us a little bit about that and answer some of my arbor questions. And so he is coming up. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. That's going to be really great. And also, too, we have the dirty word of the day.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is three words. It's special for Arbor Day. And it's tree risk assessment. Tree risk assessment. And this is a very important test for anyone who owns canopy trees, because it is a systematic process to identify, analyze, and evaluate the risk trees may pose to your lawn. So instead of having someone come out and say, yes, it needs to come down, or no, that's fine, there is a risk tree assessment that certified arborists go through that can tell you exactly what you need to know. Should I take this tree down, or is it healthy, or is it fine. So it helps owners, before taking down a tree, make informed decisions to reduce the risks, considering factors such as the likelihood of failure, and that means that the tree is going to collapse or fall over, potential targets, which means they take into consideration people, buildings, vehicles, and possible outcomes. The assessments include examining the structural integrity of tree parts, including the crown, the branches, the trunk, the roots, and the root collar, and requires specialized expertise. It does require somebody who is a certified tree risk assessment person for the correct information. They can address individual trees, they can address groups of trees, or large populations, sometimes like inventory, they can do an inventory. And management planning, they can tell you, okay, the tree is okay right now, but you're going to want to check it out next year or in 2 to 3 years. They're going to give you that information. Now, the assessment methods range from basic visual checks to advanced evaluations, needing specialized tools, usually performed by an ISA, which is International Society of Arborists, certified and tree risk assessment qualified arborist. And so they have three levels of assessment. Level one is a limited visual assessment. And this is a quick check that they can do, identifying obvious issues and trees requiring further review. It's not as thorough, and you may miss some risks with it. Level two is a basic assessment. It's a more detailed ground-based inspection of the site and tree using simple tools, providing a written evaluation of visible risks, internal and hidden defects may not be detected. And then there's the advanced assessment, level three. And this is used for significant or historic trees for when high detail is required. It involves specialized equipment and expertise for in-depth analysis. So each level provides increasing detail to guide appropriate risk management actions to let you know exactly if you need to take that tree down or not. How much risk is it involve? And it's important when trying to decide if you need to take a tree out, you need to use a certified arborist, not someone who just cuts trees. I've been cutting trees for 30 years. I know what to look for. You want to use someone that's a certified arborist. That's important. Now, where do you find them? The website is www.treesaregood.org. That's all one word, trees, G-O-O-D-A-R-E, good, G-O-O-D.org. And you can go on there, put your zip code in, and they will bring up all the certified arborists in your area. And we do have quite a few. So we're really, really fortunate here in Florida to have them. So the dirty word of the day, or dirty phrase of the day, is tree risk assessment. You don't just want to take a risk. If something looks like it's going to fall, and I've seen trees that are mature, that they're beautiful, not a mark on the outside, and I've seen them fall over, and they've been completely hollow inside. So you don't want to take a risk. If you have a tree, canopy tree next to your house and you're concerned about it, get a tree risk assessment. So that's great. So we have Austin Tolman coming up, and he will be with us, and he will be talking about trees for Arbor Day.
Yes.
And we want to take care of that. Also, too, you want to put the phone number in, 1-888-455-2967, or text us 23680.
And give us a call at the bottom of the hour, but you can go ahead and text your questions right now.
Right now, you can text your questions, or even if you have a tree question, you can text your tree question 23680, and we will ask Austin those questions. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Your plants are giving you the silent treatment? At Quality Green Specialists, we speak fluent garden. We offer the best organic-based plant nutrition products and the most comprehensive soil and plant tissue testing service. Plus, our nursery is full of ornamentals, flowers, and over 50 varieties of fruiting trees and plants. Visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com or come see us at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Splish, splash, I'm taking up.
Everything okay in here?
Oh, yeah, sure is.
You're wearing a life jacket.
Sure am.
In the tub?
Practicing for when we head to the lake. I read about wearing one at wearitflorida.com.
And wearitflorida.com told you to wear it in the tub?
Nope, that was my idea. You know, Florida is the leader in boating fatalities, so a life jacket can save lives.
As you were.
Splish, splash, I was taking a
Learn
bath.
More at wearitflorida.com.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see any vehicle parked on the side of the road with emergency or hazard lights flashing, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. That includes visible signage, emergency flares, even a disabled vehicle with a flat tire. Please give law enforcement, first responders, service and utility professionals, and fellow drivers the space they need. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Are fungus gnats driving you crazy? Afraid of using chemical insecticides around your kids and pets? Stop fungus gnats with all-natural biological mosquito bits. The bacteria in mosquito bits is lethal to mosquitoes and fungus gnat larvae, but harmless to people, plants, and pets. Just mix a tablespoon per quart of water and apply. Mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and breaks the life cycle, so you can get back to enjoying your houseplants without those annoying gnats. Fight the bite and the gnats. Find mosquito bits at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
What'd your mom pack you for lunch?
Let's see, a turkey sandwich, chips, and...
Oh, fresh from Florida strawberries.
I'll trade you for some string cheese.
Sure, here's my sandwich and my chips.
No, I want the Florida strawberries.
Seriously? No way.
Can I throw in my juice box?
You can throw in your lunchbox. You're not getting my Florida strawberries.
Pack the snacks your kids want to eat. Look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop.
How about my new sneakers?
Nope.
These earbuds?
Nope.
My backpack?
Nope.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Well, we have little gremlins.
Little technical gremlins issue that we're trying to get a hold of Austin right now.
Yes, so that will be we'll go to him as soon as possible. If you have a gardening question, though, we will take it 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So Brenda in Ocoee says, "Good morning. She has a clover." Seems to be taking over her gardens and her yard, both yellow and purple flower varieties. Any suggestions? And it, I don't know what type of grass you have, Brenda, but you want to use a broadleaf weave herbicide in your lawn that will get rid of the clover. A broadleaf weed for your variety. 2,4-D dicamba will get rid of it. And then also too, in St. Augustine, atrazine will get rid of it. And so you just, depending on what lawn you have. Now, in your garden beds, you're going to have to hand pull your clover out of that. Make sure it doesn't go to flower. That's very important. The flower with the seeds, you want to make sure that it doesn't go to seed, especially in your garden. And then after you get it all removed, you can put down a pre-emergent that will keep it from re-germinating. And but see, here's my dilemma. Lizzie, mm-hmm. is that I love clover.
It is pretty.
I love it in the yard. I love it in lawns. I love it in my garden. And it is a great pollinator plant. Bees love it. And so, but I understand that people don't want it in their lawns and things.
And when should she do all of this?
She should do it now. Go ahead and she can put it down. I would say that wait till after this cold snap. But at the end of January, she can go ahead and put down a broadleaf weed herbicide for the clover and get rid of it. Now, she has to use a post-emergent. She can't use a pre-emergent. So, a weed and feed, just depending on what it is, may not work. So she wants to make sure, one, that clover is on the label. It's a broadleaf weed herbicide, and it's post-emergent. It's going to take care of existing weeds. A pre-emergent is not going to do that.
Now, if she were to go out and pull it now, would the freeze end up maybe potentially killing what's there? Because you know how we're not supposed to be pruning anything right now
right.
because it could kill it. Would that do the same thing or no?
Clovers love it up north, you know. And so this is spring.
North.
This is springtime up north, you know. And so when it gets down to 38 degrees, as long as the sun shines and there's no snow,
right,
you know, it's going to be fine.
I'm on vacation.
Exactly. So it's not going to be fine. So she can do that. I would try and I don't know whether I would try and get rid of it, but, you know, it just depends. Make sure she keeps it mowed. Don't let it flower. Don't let it go to seed.
There you go.
That's the best thing. So also, too, you want to make sure that crepe myrtles, it is the season for crepe murder. Crepe hacking, and there is no reason to cut your crepe myrtles at all. If your crepe myrtle is too close to the house, it's the wrong plant in the wrong place. Make sure you plant them far enough away for the size, mature size of the crepe myrtle. But this is what you can do to your crepe myrtle. You can take off extra suckers coming off from the bottom, and I will tell you, the more you hack at it, the more it's going to sucker. That's the dilemma here. They're hacking it back, and then all these new suckers come up. You want to keep your crepe myrtle shrub, which is what it is, to 3 to 5 trunks. And then everything else you want to take out. You can cut off anything, anytime that's smaller than your width of your pinky. And then you can also take off the buds, or not the buds, but the spent blooms and seed pods. Take off anything that's going in a wacko direction, that's going sideways, or that is touching another branch or limb. You know, sometimes, and they'll grow together if you don't remove them. So there is care that you need to do for your crepe myrtle. I like to run up my hands up and down to keep off the new green growth, and it kind of helps from going into a woody twig or a woody branch.
Right.
And you can do that really easy right now too as well. Now, if you wanted to just trim the top of it off, like in a circular fashion, cut the stems off that are smaller than your pinky. You can do that at the top and trim them off. That's fine. I also see in Winter Park, there's a couple of nice estates that have crepe myrtles that are pollarded. And pollarding is a way to cut a tree so that it keeps the height down. It's done especially by arborists, but it's not hacking. It looks really good. I'll take a picture of it and post it. And it looks lovely. It's something that needs to be done by a professional. So please do not hack your crepe myrtles. It doesn't make them bloom more. It doesn't make them bloom. I mean, what happens when you do it is it's going to delay the flowering. So if it was supposed to bloom in March or April, it's not going to bloom until May or June. It's also going to possibly cause dead branches for lack of, it's cutting off the circulation. But it'll also, like I said, make it sucker more and be just a higher maintenance plant.
Yes,
and it shouldn't be that way.
And that would be a good conversation for you to have, like with your lawn company that comes in, is especially if you start with someone new, or you can have somebody current and just say, look, I really don't like the cutoffs that you see in commercial places where they chop and hack it all the way down to the bare minimum of, I want mine to grow. I just want suckers cut off. So please don't hack mine. Just cut the suckers off.
Exactly. Now, I will tell you that I have good landscapers tell me that I have the homeowner, my client is telling me, if I don't cut it, I'm going to find somebody who will. And that is just such a wrong idea. When your landscaper is trying to tell you the correct way to do something, you can always run it by me, send me an email, look it up on the University of Florida's website, your extension office. You can call your extension office. But listen if they're trying to tell you something. Now, if they're telling you that it needs hacked, that's a little wrong too as well. You can just always ask.
Yes.
Always ask. Get a second opinion.
Good.
You know, just like you would in surgery, right?
Yes.
We have Lynn in Winter Park. She says, good morning. Just wondering how I would enjoy a crocus garden that I would like to plant on my estate here in Winter Park. You would enjoy it if you could grow it. Crocuses do not grow here in Florida, but I will tell you what you can plant that looks like crocuses and blooms in the spring and in the summer and in the fall, and that is a rain lily garden. Rain lilies are wonderful. Wonderful. Oops. There we go. Oh, there we go. Lizzie, I am going to decline. I'm just going to take this. I'm not going to take it. I've got Austin's trying to call in on my phone.
And, no worries.
Yeah, there we go. All right. And so rain lilies.
Yeah,
I'm talking about rain lilies.
Offer an alternative.
Yes. Rain lilies, Zephyranthus. They come in colors pink, yellow, soft purple, whites, and different shades of oranges. And they are beautiful. And they bloom 3 days after the rain. And so you want to make sure that you get rain lilies, Zephyranthus. Don't get the crocuses, Lynn. And if you need more information, you can email me at betterlawns.com.
Yes.
You can go there and send me an email, and I can tell you where to get them.
Yes. Or then you can also text or email Teresa any pictures or questions, because we can't receive pictures on our text line. So you can email Teresa at Teresa, that's teresa.watkins. @live.com. So you can send your questions there, any pictures that you have of has to include with your question. And make sure it's a pretty good photo. Take one up close of the problem, but then take one that's further out so she can see what is around it. So it makes it a little bit easier for her to answer your question.
There you go. Thank you so much. Yes, so that will be great. So, Lynn, great question. I love them. They call them Florida crocuses. We do have a native Florida rain lily, and that is the Adamasco, and it is wonderful. So you can grow those. There's different colors of white. I know plantdelights.com has wonderful, wonderful assortment of rain lilies, every color you want to think of, oranges, yellows, pinks, whites, and they are just beautiful, and I love them. No pest problems, no disease issues, and 3 days after rain, you can take it to the bank. They will be up and blooming. There's several seasons. So let's go to, thank you so much, Lynn, for that text message. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Austin. We have him now, and good morning, Austin. How are you?
How you doing there, Teresa? Good morning. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm up in North Carolina, and I'm very limited service, so I'm kind of walking around trying to get some cars here. So I hope it's not breaking up on
you. No, you sound great, and I do appreciate it because you're up there on vacation, and you're calling in. I love it. Austin, tell us a little bit about Word of Mouth. You're a family company. Tell us about it.
Yes. So family-owned business. Of course, I'm second generation. My dad, Perry, started the company back actually 30 years today.
Wow.
So we've been located in Central Florida for that 30 years, Altamont, Apopka based, and we have grown and into what's been a very successful business over the years, and we've sure established some great relationships, especially with you and a lot of others. So
yeah, you do a lot of cities and counties too as well. So in
yes, we do. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Residential, all phases of arboriculture. For
that,
sure.
That is amazing. So we do appreciate that. And also, so training. What kind of training should an arborist have? We talked about the dirty word of the day for the risk tree assessment. We just got about a minute, and can you stay through the break?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about tree risk assessment, and then I'll come in and we'll break, and then we'll come back.
Yeah. So tree risk assessment, you know, being track qualified, tree risk assessment qualified, you know, there is a course that you do go through through the ISA, International Society of Arboriculture. You know, you go through a course, and then of course you take a test, and it's all based around, you know, your Central Florida trees, of course, but the best thing I suggest to everybody getting into it is go out, you know, get some experience, at least I would say 2-3 years just being in the field, you know, and then go ahead and approach the actual course. But, you know, just as an overall, you know, just how to approach a tree, you know, things to look for right off the bat, like the base of your trees and the canopy and the...
And we're going to be back, Austin. Thank you so much. Hang in there. We'll just pray that the transmission in North Carolina stays there. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have Austin Tolman, co-owner of Word of Mouth Tree Service. And I just rudely interrupted him for the heartbreak. And so, Austin, I apologize. You were talking about risk or tree risk assessment, and you were talking about the basic parts of the tree. So real quickly, tell us what those parts would be.
Yes, yes. So what I was saying basically is a lot of times you're doing what's a ground-based assessment. So you know, it really goes over things to look for. You know, when you walk up to a tree or you're approaching it, you're looking at the base of the tree. You're looking for things like mushroom growth, cavities or insect activity, and then of course, kind of making your way to the canopy and just looking for some telltale signs, depending on the tree species, so on and so forth. To assess the general health of that particular tree.
And so I want to clarify that this tree risk assessment is broad, and you can't guarantee a tree won't fall. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. But it, you know, it gives you a very, very close, educated, you know, assessment on the tree. Absolutely. I mean, you can, of course, you can never guarantee, especially down here in Florida, where, of course, we do have high winds, we have hurricanes, you know, and those kind of things are just pretty unpredictable. But it's a great course for sure.
Wonderful. Okay, that's wonderful. So now, for you, I said I was wanting to find out from you your tree species. What favorite trees do you have that you see thrive here in Florida?
You know, I would say, and I tell a lot of people this, you know, I am a big fan of your southern live oak. You know, there's just so many different attributes about that tree that are so beneficial. I mean, they have a very, very sound and structured root plate. Of course, you don't see a ton of those trees have whole tree failure. Of course, everybody knows the limbs that go down and touch the ground and come back up. You know, it's just a very, very resilient tree. They compartmentalize wounds extremely well. But, you know, again, it's every tree has its place. So, you know, those are particular trees that you don't want to plant too close to your home, you know, things like that. But magnolias do great here. You know, bald cypress even or longleaf pine. I mean, there's a number of trees. But as my personal favorite, I would definitely say your live oak.
That's wonderful. I love them, too. And there's streets that have them tree lined, like on Druid Road, that are just gorgeous.
Yeah,
canopy. Yes, in Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Absolutely.
So now when we see trees, we stake them. But how does the stake work? How does wind help trees grow? So the stake.
I'm a little mixed on staking just because, I mean, you know, again, it's all situational, right? So staking, you know, overall, I mean, you know, when the tree's super, super young, super immature, you know, it can be great to just kind of give it that jump start. But as far as wind goes, you know, trees are like humans in the sense of, you know, they build muscle, which is called reaction wood. So when they're being twisted and torqued by the wind, that's when that base of the tree starts to expand because it's reaction wood and they have to adapt, you know, just like us, to certain situations. So, you know, wind can be a huge advantage, you know, to trees. And that's why when you're on the outside of forests, generally, you're going to see those bigger base trees, whereas if you go in the center of that forest, you know, they're going to be a lot skinnier, and it's easy to tell.
That's interesting. And so tree stakes, like even just the fabric tree stakes or a metal one, they should be taken off. How long should you keep them on a young tree, let's say a 4-inch caliper tree?
You know, I have a lot of clients that, you know, or even nursery friends of mine that kind of recommend 6 months. You know, around 6 months for a newly planted trees. Again, it's all situational and where you're located. You know, but I've even seen some of my clients remove them after a year. You know, but I would say general rule of thumb, probably 6 months.
That's
great. That, yeah.
Well, that's great. And so, a certified arborist. Let me just see. What would you recommend for someone to find a certified arborist?
Well, of course, the easiest way to do it is go on your treesaregood.org, or you can also go on ISA, International Society of Arboriculture's website, and you go on there and you search them by area code, and that's how you'll find your, you know, the certified arborists that are in the system, and then from there, obviously, you know, you get your referrals, and of course, you know, through word of mouth.
There you go. So how would someone get a hold of word of mouth at Tree Service?
So for us, the easiest way to get a hold of us is going to be through our website, which is wordofmouthtreeservice.com.
There you go. So you are up in North Carolina on the edge of a mountain, and so you're having a lovely weekend. What is the temperature like there?
Oh, you know, it's not too bad. To be honest with you, it's not much different than when I left Florida yesterday. It's about 32. but yes, I'm glad it worked out, Teresa. You know, yes, I'm on the side of a mountain. I've got a good spot here, so I'm glad everything came through pretty good. But yes, we're having a great time.
That's wonderful. Well, you have branched out your family tree, and so now you have Brooke and Lainey, or Walker and Lainey. And so thank you so much for taking time from your weekend. I sincerely appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, I really appreciate you having me. And yes, I have my little ones, Walker's 2, Lainey's 1. So before you know it, they'll be on here talking with me one day.
That will be great, and you'll show them how to climb trees.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. Thank you so much, Austin. You have a great weekend.
You too.
It's wonderful. And so I've been working with him for years, and he's so good at what they do. And so that's Word of Mouth Tree Service. And you can go to Word of Mouth treeservice.com.
Yes, and it's crazy because you don't really think about, you know, needing to be certified to be an arborist or a tree risk assessment, you know, certification. So
well, what I love is that you know, it's an actual test where they have actual criteria that they can go down and check. And I would just suggest to anyone, you see oozing, you see mushrooms at the base, the conch mushroom, shelf mushrooms at the base of your tree, you need to get it assessed immediately. And that way you know, because when you see that conch, that means it's rotting. And that those mushrooms, that's rotting. And you want to do it now. And I will tell you, the time to do it is now, because when hurricane season comes, you know, starting in May and June, you're not going to be able to get on their schedule.
True.
Or any schedule for tree companies, and you want the work done before hurricane season starts. And it's cheaper this time of the year.
Yes, listen to Teresa, because, you know, we tried to warn you in August by getting your frost blankets, and, well, you know, we got people out there now searching for them. So
there you go. So I do appreciate Austin, you know, calling in. So I do appreciate that. We are going to be back with your gardening questions, and 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquito larvae in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and more. Just drop a dunk in any area of standing water and get up to 30 days of control. For larger areas of standing water, use mosquito bits. Both are EPA approved, non-toxic to people, pets, and wildlife, but deadly to mosquitoes. Fight the bite with mosquito dunks and bits. Find them at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
What'd your mom pack you for lunch?
Let's see, a turkey sandwich, chips, and...
Oh, fresh from Florida strawberries.
I'll trade you for some string cheese.
Sure, here's my sandwich and my chips.
No, I want the Florida strawberries.
Seriously? No way.
Can I throw in my juice box?
You can throw in your lunchbox. You're not getting my Florida strawberries.
Pack the snacks your kids want to eat. Look for the sunny, fresh from Florida logo where you shop.
How about my new sneakers?
Nope.
These earbuds?
Nope.
My backpack?
Nope.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We have just the last segment here. We have time for your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We're going to have a lovely day today. It's going to get another rain tomorrow throughout the state. You know, a little bit here and there, you should get some. And then the cold weather, another cold front's going to come through. And then next weekend is going to be lovely. Okay, next weekend's going to be lovely, especially for you, those of you in South Florida and in Central Florida and in North Florida. It's going to be a great weekend next weekend. Let's go to Bill in Georgetown. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Well, first I thought I'd give you a temperature report. Up here we had 27 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes, I mean, it's been a couple of years, and I've got some mango trees that I've had in the ground, and I thought maybe this year, right? Well, no, and I'm not going to try to cover them over the top, so I just wrap the trunk and save the trunk, and then we'll start over again from there.
Okay.
But I kind of an unusual question. I live 9 miles away from a sulfur spring, and it really stinks. Well, I got me a half a gallon of it, brought it back home. Now, I don't have a blueberry plant, but let's say I had one in the ground or let's say azaleas or something else. If I were to put that water on there, would that help to acidify the soil at all? You know,
it's not going to stay very long. It's not going to do anything for it because it's going to leach out, you know, really quickly. I mean, it's not going to hurt it.
Certainly.
It's not going to hurt it, but you can use it on it. But I would prefer that you the roots.
If I put it on regular vegetables, though, would that?
No, it will be fine. You can use it. Not a problem.
Okay. Well, mainly I got it for a joke because I'm trying to figure out how I can use this. There's got to be something funny in it. Well, the way it smells, but I haven't figured out how to use it yet. For that
you
purpose,
may not so. Want to know that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bill, for calling. Yeah, 27 degrees. Wow, that's something. So let's Mark in Winter Garden. He sent me a great email, and he has creeping thyme seeds, and he wants to know if they'll do well here in Central Florida. And yes, they will. Bill, but what I want you to do is instead of taking the seeds and sprinkling them out in your yard, I just want you to sprinkle them into pots so that you can get a good root system on it. Now, the one kicker about creeping thyme is that it likes to be dry. And if you're in a wet area, you make sure that you've got good drainage because they do not like moist soils. They like it to be dry. And so I would start them in pots and then transplant them in February or, you know, late February, early March, when they get to be a size where you can identify them. I don't want you to sprinkle them out there and then kind of lose them to the soil or have them birds get them or, you know, something like that. So, try and let me know how you do. Okay. Thank you for the email. That was great. Let's go to Sandy in Sefer. Good morning, Sandy. How can I help you?
Morning, Teresa. I'm having a heck of a time trying to get rid of the cycad scale on my sago palm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I tried the concentrated neem oil, like four times what you would normally put on there as far as to quart to a gallon, and it's still bright silver. I was wondering if you had any other suggestions.
Okay, so one, I want to make sure that they're still alive because the cycad scale is not going to disappear from your frond. Okay, so it may be dead and you just don't realize it. All right. Okay. So one, I want you to take one of the scales in that little area and kind of squish it with your finger. And if it flakes off or just kind of goes or moves very, you know, like total, so it scrapes off, then it's dead. Okay. And it's not, and the oil worked. Okay. So it's not going, it doesn't look like it's going to kill it. What it's going to do is it's going to smother it, but that scale is still going to stay there. Now, if you squeeze it and it gets that brown ooze coming out of it, then it's still alive and you need to do another application of it.
Okay.
Okay. So check first to make sure they may be dead, because your fronds are not going to just suddenly green up and that cycad scales are going to disappear.
Thought that when the scale kind of started to die, it would turn a little brown, but I might be wrong about
right,
that.
Right, exactly. So it's not going to do that. Now, what you can do is cut those fronds off. Cut them at the base and throw them away.
That. Excuse me, because it's right in the center of this sago palm.
It's going to flush right back out again with new growth.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so,
like you said, smash it and if anything oozes from it, right?
It's still alive, and give it another second application. Now, the other thing is you can take a paper towel and you can wipe all that scale off. But what I would do is put plastic underneath it so that you don't spread them if they're still alive.
Right.
And when you spray it, spray the whole trunk, not just the fronds, but spray the whole plant, top of the fronds, bottom of the fronds, and the trunk, and then around the sago.
Around on the ground.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I listen to you quite often and appreciate your show.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thank you so much for calling in. That's great. It's good information. Good question.
Yes, definitely.
And so, because it's not going to go away. And sagos, I will tell you, once I was in Leesburg and I had a company, drive-by company. This was way before I ever became a gardener. And I had two beautiful sagos in my front at the end of my driveway. And they knocked on the door and said, you know, we'll do this real cheap for you and we'll trim your sagos. And I said, okay. And I had them do it. It was something like $25-$30. They were going to trim them. And next thing I looked out on the driveway and I had no fronds on my sago at all. And I freaked out. I'm going, oh my goodness, they killed my sago. Within 6 weeks, they were full, fronds were all emerging. And it was fine. Now, I don't recommend cutting all the fronds off. That's not good. They did it incorrectly. But my sago did not die. So I want to assure Bill, take those bad cycad fronds off that are covered in scale. Throw them away. But make sure you do it with a bag right there so you don't spread the cycad scale across your lawn.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But your cycad scale will recover. And it'll look so much better, even from the center. And so I forgot to ask if it was a male or female. Cycad.
Right.
So
how do you know?
1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I wanted to tell you that my Art and Bloom Garden Tours, they are all up on the website, artandbloomgardentours.com. We still have limited availability on all our trips right now. I know that as soon as this winter time gets a couple more weeks, people are going to be getting that wanderlust.
Mm-hmm.
The gardens we're going to are beautiful. We're going on a revolutionary garden tour to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States. States that you will go bonkers over. They're just wonderful estates, very historic. We're spending a day in Williamsburg. Private gardens that are only open this year for one day. And we got to go on those days.
Yes.
And so we've got some great trips. Then the Newport Flower Show and Martha's Vineyard. We're going to the Best of English Gardens and the Chelsea Flower Show, which is incredible every year. If you've been to the Chelsea Flower Show, you know what I'm talking about. But it changes every year. And we go to new gardens every year. So we're going to some new places. And so I'm very excited about that. Then we have the Buffalo Garden Walk, which is tremendous. It's one of my favorite gardens to go to, and Royal Botanical Garden in Niagara Falls in Canada.
Mm.
And then we're going to the Artiste Gardens of France.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to go to several private chateaus in the Loire Valley, and it's going to be fabulous, fabulous gardens. And then Brandywine Valley, Chanticleer, Longwood, Winterthur, and to our special friend Jenny Rose Carey's Northview Gardens, and that is spectacular. Lots of great things then. And then finally, we're going to wrap up Halloween and the end of the year with the Ethereal Gardens of New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
You can see those all up on our website, artinbloomgardentours.com. And just come with me and Tony, and we have a great time.
Yes, so I highly suggest that you go there now for one, so that way you can sign up for it and find out the cost of it. And if there is a waiting list, you still can sign up for the waiting list. You're not guaranteed to get on to be able to go. But you never know, because sometimes people just end up having to cancel out of
nowhere.
We do,
yeah. So. You know, especially with, you know, most of our travelers are mature adults. And we have small groups, only small groups, and we just have a great time.
That's the best part about it.
Thank you, Lizzie. You did a fabulous job today. We know we had some corrections, and I was battling winter asthma here, so we're great. Thank you to Austin Tolman, Word of Mouth, treeservice.com. He's fabulous. The company's great. Dana Venrick is always. I was just talking with Joanne in email, and he does a fabulous job of explaining to you what your landscape is and how to take care of it with the soil, and he has all the right fertilizers. So we do appreciate that, and that's qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Yes, and if you're looking for some more frost blankets and you're over in the Polk County-ish area, go to Peterson's Nursery.
Peterson's Nurseries, yes. Howie and Karen, they have them, and they're going to be coming up. We're going to be talking about Valentine's Day soon and the roses.
Yes.
And all that kind of good stuff. And Peterson's Nursery is great for that. So we do appreciate it. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Mosquito Bits. If you are new to Florida or anywhere in the United States and you have an issue with mosquitoes, fungus gnats, ticks, and all kinds of fleas, then Summit products are great. And they're good. They're not harmful to the environment. They're not harmful to your pets. And they're great products. Also, black cow manure, one thing to add to our soil, so that's we really do appreciate their sponsorship too as well. Black cow manure, you want to make sure you put it in the ground.
Yes, and thank you to our listeners. You guys are the best, and you make our job fun.
There you go. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You can always go back and recap the show or any other episode that you may have missed by going to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com.
Are fungus gnats driving you crazy? Afraid of using chemical insecticides around your kids and pets? Stop fungus gnats with all-natural biological mosquito bits. The bacteria in mosquito bits is lethal to mosquitoes and fungus gnat larvae, but harmless to people, plants, and pets. Just mix a tablespoon per quart of water and apply. Mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and breaks the life cycle, so you can get back to enjoying your houseplants without those annoying gnats. Fight the bite and the gnats. Find mosquito bits at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.